Good to see everybody. The Parshas Re'eh is very, very rich with mitzvahs. There are approximately 55 mitzvahs in Parshas Re'eh. Many mitzvahs I say, many mitzvahs los I say. I want to take a look at a pair of mitzvahs in Parshas Re'eh near the end of the Sedra that relate to Shemitah. And we'll see some interesting perspectives that the Sefer HaChinuch gives us in looking at these mitzvahs and how these mitzvahs can shape us and how mitzvahs in general can shape us and the sort of goals that we have in mind. The sort of goals Rav Moshe has in mind for us in how halacha can shape and polish us as people. I want to begin with Mitzvah Taf Pei 480, then we'll step back to Taf Ayin Zion. And Mitzvah Taf Pei is a los haseh. It relates to the financial aspect of Shemitah. Shemitah, we think about the seventh, the dinim of the seventh year. So most of the dinim of Shemitah are agricultural. They have to do with to what extent a Jewish farmer in Eretz Yisrael is allowed to do agricultural work on the field, as well as the kedusha of the fruits and the fact that the fruits of Shemitah have to be allowed to be hefker and people can walk in and take. So that's the bulk of Hilchos Shemitah, those agricultural pieces, the farming pieces of Shemitah. But there's also a purely financial piece, and that has to do with loans. With loans, we'll see soon. Mitzvah Taf Ayin Zayin is a mitzvah of Shemitas Ksafim, of letting go, forgiving the loans, any loan that still survives to the end of Shemitah, so the creditor is supposed to let go of it. And then the Torah goes on to say, don't fall in to not lending in advance of Shemitah. And once I know that at the end of that Shemitah is a black hole, as far as loans are concerned, then any loan that doesn't get collected by the end of Shemitah just goes poof and disappears. I'm never going to see it again. Well, if the end of Shemitah is such a financial black hole, who would cut anyone a loan when Shemitah is getting close? So the Torah says, a lav in the Torah, I'm not allowed to hesitate. I'm not allowed to avoid lending because Shemitah is coming. So here we go. Shalonim nami lahalvos la'ani apnei Shemitah. The Jew is not supposed to hold back from lending to someone in need because Shemitah is coming. Shalolihim anami halvos el hatzrichim, the Sefer Chinuch writes, not to hold back from lending those who are needy. Mipnei pachad hashmita, shlo tafkia achov. Not to hold back, not to hesitate because Shemitah is going to erase my loan. V'al zeh ne'emar hishar melecha pen yeh davar m'vavcha b'lial. Torah says, beware lest there be an inappropriate thought in your mind, in your heart. Shemitah is coming, I'm not going to lend. And that language, hishamer lecha pen, lashon sifrei, usually a lav, a lo saseh, means it's written in the Torah as a no. And usually no is a word, lo, lamed aleph. But lashon sifrei, hishamer belo saseh, pen yia belo saseh. The words hishamer and pen also, beware, or lest, hishamer and pen also are not the word lo, but the equivalent of lo in terms of mean a don't. A lo saseh, it's a comment the Gemara makes in several places as well. Elu shnei lavin bo b'zeh, two lavin, hishamer pen, zeh achar zeh, one after other, lechizok. You have two don'ts in the same pasuk about the same topic, and that's highlighting and reinforcing this love. And what are the sharashe hamitzvah? What are the sharashe hamitzvah? It says, Sefer Chinuch says that the idea of this mitzvah is to instill in us, install in us a very, very deep sense of generosity. Ulaharchik tachas harachaka midas hakilos. And to get very, very far from the opposite midah, the midah of miserliness. Ein nadiv ba'olam kemalve ma'osav. Im hayose yodea shazman karv lashmid havasa olafsid imenu. Says, this situation where I'm lending money, even though I know that Shemitah is nearby, and that there's this real possibility that the loan will be lost, im ula yera bo onus or shom mikresh, or yuchel lesbo havasa, kom shans ha-shmita, if it's going to come due before the end of Shemitah, but I don't succeed in collecting, I know that, if I don't succeed in collecting before Shemitah is over, the loan is lost. For someone to, despite that risk to my capital, to my principal, to be willing to lend, and again, we're not talking about a business context, we're talking about someone who's down on his luck and is desperately in need of a loan to get himself back on his feet. For me to go ahead and extend myself to lend someone, even though I know that there's a real chance that money's not coming back, ain't nadiv b'olam. No, that's such an acme of a generous, such an exemplar of a generous person. And let's just translate this into maybe more familiar terms. That's what the way the Sefer Chinuch is contextualizing this, the way he's framing it, is essentially, I have a mitzvah to make this loan to someone who is in need, even though I know that I may not collect. And not for sure I'm not going to collect. Again, we're talking about a loan that's already due before the end of Shemitah. It's going to be due, and he should be paying me back before the end of Shemitah. But if I don't succeed in collecting before the Shemitah, it's gone. So I'm making a real loan, but there's a risk that I may not succeed in ever collecting. So one example of that is Shemitah. Another example is when there's someone who's down on his luck, and I lend him knowing he may never get back on his feet and be able to pay back. Right? Forget about Shemitah. That's another scenario. Maybe for many of us a more likely scenario. I'm going to restore someone, but he may never be able to pay me back. He may disappear, or he may be incredibly honest, but just he'll never be in the position. He may never build himself back to the position that he can pay back the loan. Yeah, that's a very interesting point that you're making. That you tend to think, sort of bifurcate, that tzedakah, giving is tzedakah, and lending is business. And the truth is, this is sort of a broader topic. The Isser Ribbis, part of the idea behind the Isser Ribbis, which is not, this is a different halach of lending, but you're right, there may be a conceptual connection here. Because part of the idea of the Isser Ribbis is probably that loans fundamentally are supposed to be acts of chesed. And again, the notion of iska is that in a business context, that may be different, at least on level of time and dekra. Again, the halachic structure has to be there as well. But just again focusing on the theme and the time and dekra behind the Isser Ribbis, it is that the act of lending to someone who's in need is fundamentally supposed to be an act of chesed, a gemach loan, to lend money because he needs it. To lend money because here's someone who really needs to get back on his feet. So I'm not gonna charge him. It's not gonna be, there is time value of money, but I'm not gonna charge him for it. The same way I would be willing to outright give a gift of X dollars. Maybe I'm not in a position already to give a gift of 10X, but I might be willing to lend 10X as an act of chesed. So you're right. Fundamentally, in Kesef Talve Esami, in Parshas Mishpatim, we see loans as a very powerful tool for chesed. As a matter of fact, when the Rambam speaks very famously near the end of Hilchos Matnas Aniyim about that, it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, the eight levels of tzedakah giving, you know, what are more ideal forms of giving tzedakah? So he identifies different aspects, you know. If the giver doesn't know who the recipient is, or the recipient doesn't know who the donor is, and so on and so forth. They're different. The way which is given, the simcha which is given, and he talks at the highest level is I give a very significant loan to someone enough to really restore him to financial independence. I enable this fellow who wasn't able to support himself to restart a business, get himself back on his feet, and convert, pivot into being a financially self-sufficient person. So that's the highest level of tzedakah, and it's typically a loan rather than a donation. But tzedakah it certainly is. So you're right. Here's a situation where I say, whether because of Shemitah or because just of the financial uncertainty of the situation, so here's a person who this loan could get him back on his feet, and I'm willing to give the loan knowing that it may never come back. I do prefer to get it back. And even from a tzedakah perspective, if I get it back, then I can use that money to help someone else. That's something the Chafetz Chaim speaks about length in Avos Chesed. He speaks about having either a communal gemach and or a personal gemach. A person can set aside money that he uses to lend out, and then it gets paid back, and he lends it to someone else, and the money gets recycled, so to speak. And those $10,000 could help many, many people over the years, because one person held on to that $10,000 for 6 months, and then it came back, and then someone else had it. The Chafetz Chaim is a very, very powerful. It's a tool for chesed. This is different than someone who's doing well and wants a larger house, or is doing well and wants to expand his business further. That's not the image that's not the sort of scenario that we're talking about here. Here we're talking about where the loan is a form of tzedakah. So he says, to be able to lend someone as an act of tzedakah when I know that there's a chance that money may not come back, that's... Now, here's what's fascinating. He doesn't talk about how I'm helping the other person. He says, think about what it does for you. Think about what that extending that type of loan does for the creditor, for the lender. Think of how it extends you as a person. It's going to develop in terms of where you lie on the spectrum from miser to generous, it's going to move the needle so much. There's such to use the language he's used elsewhere, achareya pools and mshachan ha'avavos, that a person is shaped by the actions. It says, wow, ein nadiv ba'olam kemalva ma'osav, etc. No more generous scenario than to extend a significant gemach loan when there's a real chance that I may never see the money again. Yeah, not that I'm just throwing the money out. I think there's someone who could really use it, and there is a real chance the money's going to come back, and the intent is to collect the money, but there's real risk. V'chol meivin darchei ha-Torah u'masig l'adas afil b'ma'at b'chin erka. Someone who understands the ways of Torah, understands the inner mechanics, the inner workings of how Torah, how halacha works, and how it impacts us, and begins to appreciate even a little bit of the charm, the values of Torah, yeda bebirur ki amefazer memono atzrichim. It's someone who is willing to share his money with those who need. El hatzrichim no saf od the. Hashem yadin as ha'adam l'fi ma'asav yanikei v'yachaso k'fi yizkar v'ilea. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he goes on to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will meet the when you think about the way in which we know as a Mishnayis and Sotan, Chazal also speak about the idea of Midah k'neged Midah. Think about the way that we anticipate HaKadosh Baruch Hu treating a person who is so generous with others. Think about the Midah k'neged Midah, the sort of generosity that we would anticipate a Kadosh Baruch Hu would shower upon such a person. Kefi his karvo ela, in proportion to how much I'm bringing myself into that situation. And it is hakilos. Miserliness. Mechita shel barzel beino bein habracha. It's an iron curtain between me and the divine bracha that Kadosh Baruch Hu would want to shower upon me. If I'm going to be miserly, so I'm cutting myself off from the capacity to receive Brachim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, while Nedivus, chelik mechelke bracha, generosity, to be generous with others, that opens me up. It's such an important aspect of receiving bracha from Rebbeinu Shlom. A misnaig bo shohu b'socha yishma chacham v'yosef lachi. He said, this is, he said, I'm giving you just a little bit of insight, but it gives you such a, it begins to give you a sense of the way in which this mitzvah, engaging in this sort of extreme chesed, can shape me. And again, what's fascinating is he doesn't even say, this is so critical because there are people who need help or aren't going to get help before Shemitah. That's certainly true. Imagine what would happen to the impoverished part of society if in the months and maybe years leading up to Shemitah, you know, you can't get a gemachlon. But he says, that's obvious. I want to tell you the inobvious part, the inobvious aspect of how this mitzvah impacts positively. And I want to turn our attention briefly to expand this by turning back to mitzvah Taf Ayin Zayin. And that is the mitzvah of Shemitah Ksafim, three mitzvahs earlier. So when he speaks about this mitzvah of canceling debts at the end of Shemitah, whatever wasn't collected before the end of Shemitah, so he says, look, I already addressed the mitzvah of making loans in Mishpatim, Kesel Tavas Ami. And specifically, he says, I'm sorry. He doesn't say, I'm sorry, I take that back. He says, I addressed not just the mitzvah of making loans, which is in Kesev Tavas Ami, the end of Mishpatim, which actually for Chinuch identifies as a separate sedra, but there in Mishpatim, he spoke of the mitzvah Shemitah Karkos. I spoke about Shemitah, Mashiadati B'Shorosh HaMitzvah, what I explained about how the agricultural aspect of Shemitah impacts us, and specifically opening my field to everyone. Shemitah Ksafim Gamkein, certainly for giving loans also. Achar Oso HaTam Nimshach, similar idea. L'lameid Nafshenu, what does it do for us? L'lameid Nafshenu B'Mailos Tovos. That sort of giving habituates us to so many fine midos. Hanedivas v'ayin tova, we were talking about mitzvah taf pei, the generosity, and also number two, l'kbobel v'aveinu habitachon agadol b'Hashem Baruch Hu, the capacity to say this year the field is open. That's an incredible exercise in bitachon. And he says between generosity, treating other people with generosity, and developing my sense of living with the reality that ultimately HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world, bitachon. The two, that's a powerful combination. Tichshar nafshein lekabel tov meis adon hakol kalul bebrachu berachman. So I'm clearly the combination of nedivos and bitachon makes me the sort of person who's much more who's much more in line to receive the bracha of Ribono Shel'olam. And then he says one other thing, which I think is important for us to think about. There's a third way in which we are built by these mitzvos. Gam nimsa mize geder chazak u'mechitza sharbarza lehisrachek ma'od min ha'gezel u'min ha'chemda b'chol asher l're'enu. Let's talk about something else, and that's being honest. And he says, understand, not only will I'll be such a good person, by building my generosity, I become a more giving person. And there's the emuna piece, the bitachon that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. The generosity also is the opposite of taking advantage of other people. It's the opposite of being dishonest in order to get ahead and make a buck. Ki nisa kal v'chomer b'nafsho seinu. We can make kal v'chomer. Listen to this. He says, I feel hilvesi mamoni. I lent money. It should be coming back to me. It is due to me. And still, he gives shanas hashmita when shmita and the shmita comes. The Torah says, "Lahashmit biyara malva, biyashmit biyara malva." It's really my money. And still, the Torah says, "It's no longer yours." So that if I can be misgaber in that, then shlo ligzol sholachon mishlo lo kal shekein. All the more so, if sometimes I even have to give up what really is mine, that will strengthen my capacity to certainly to certainly here the correct girsum is looking inside of the print edition. Shelo l'gzov shelo l'achmos mishelo lo kol shekein. Not to steal or to pressure other people into giving me what's or selling me what's really theirs. Lo kol shekein shoroyli hisrachek ad hakatsa archon. All the more so that I need to stay so far away from other people's money, if sometimes I even have to stay away from what's really my money. So here's a mitzvah that looked so simple. And here are mitzvahs that look like they were all about taking care of other people. And they certainly are taking care of other people. And they're also taking care of me in such three remarkable ways. Three remarkable aspects of spiritual growth can flow from Shemitah's Ksafim. The sense of cultivating my generosity, cultivating my bitachon, and cultivating my integrity with OPM, with other people's money. And I would say, in closing, what we were talking about before, to recognize that Shemitah's Ksafim is an example, and certainly the willingness to, like we talked before, the willingness to lend money, even though Shemitah is coming, there could be other examples of that scenario that are more, come up more often in our lives, like making that gemach loan when there's a chance the money may never come back. And to think about the ways in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us opportunities to build ourselves, to build our generosity, to build our emunah and bitachon, and to build our honesty. And these are absolutely critical kinyanei hanefesh, and ways in which, as he keeps telling us, in ways in which we build ourselves in the sort of people Baruch Hashem wants us to be, and build ourselves in the sort of people who are more fully capable of receiving the brachos that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is interested in showering upon us. Shetach v'izochot to continue to grow, and to continue to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's brachos in our lives. I both say thank you so much, Mitzvah, I'll see you over the course of Shabbos. Have a great Shabbos.